This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Xenophobia or xenopolitics? The angry debate over who has the right idea on immigration policy has made a lot of Americans fearful, strangers on a runaway train. Immigration politics pushes buttons for some Latinos on this Thursday, October 20th. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
So we're going to look at what the tone of the GOP debate on immigration is doing to Republican loyalists with a big stake in how immigration turns out. We're also going to look at the 21st century through the lens of zombie fiction and the Greek people shut down their nation to try and save it.
But let's get to the headlines first. In Libya, Colonel Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte has reportedly fallen just hours ago. The country's transitional government claims it now controls that city. But our BBC reporter on the outskirts of Sirte says the situation is very confused, and he can't confirm that Sirte is in rebel hands. We'll bring you more details as we get them. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton meets with Afghan President Hamid Karzai today in Kabul. On the agenda, the peace talks with the Taliban and Kabul's strained relationship with Pakistan. She'll also talk about future relations between Afghanistan and the U.S. after American troops leave the country in 2014. Later tonight, she heads to the Pakistani capital of Islamabad.
In Greece, protesters took to the streets for the second day of a general strike. They're demonstrating against austerity measures being debated and that will be voted on again today in Parliament. The protesters say the austerity measures will plunge Greece further into a debt spiral. The measures passed on a first vote yesterday, but Parliament must approve them a second time before they become law. We'll have more on this later this hour. Citigroup will pay out $285 million to settle a civil fraud case stemming from the housing collapse. Citigroup was accused of misleading buyers of a complex mortgage investment. The Securities and Exchange Commission made the accusation that that investment took place right as the housing market was beginning to collapse.
Immigration officials will review approximately 300,000 pending deportation cases. They plan to separate high-priority cases involving criminals that it wants to deport from low-priority cases that they will drop. A group of Homeland Security and Justice Department officials will begin a small pilot review of immigration cases in the next 2 to 3 weeks, and then they hope to expand their efforts. If Tuesday's Republican presidential debate left you undecided, well, you're among the majority, actually. A new poll shows Republicans still remain divided over who they want running for president next year. Mitt Romney still in the lead, but Herman Cain is following close in second place. And the amount of outstanding student loans will exceed $1 trillion for the first time this year, more than people owe on credit cards. Students are borrowing twice what they did a decade ago after adjusting for inflation. That's according to statistics from the College Board.
And the St. Louis Cardinals took Game 1 of the World Series last night over the Texas Rangers. It was a pitching duel, but the Rangers lost 3-2 to the Cardinals. Cardinals pitch hitter Alan Craig hit that go-ahead run.
It's a great feeling. I mean, I can't explain it. You know, you got to pinch yourself and, you know, realize where you're at, you know.
Pinch hitters pinching themselves. You got to love that. The Cardinals host the Rangers again tonight for Game 2. Asian and European markets are down this morning, but the U.S. markets are poised to open up. The Dow starts at 11,505. The S&P opens at 1,210. And the Nasdaq starts the day at 2,604, about 2.5 hours from now. Coming up this hour, tens of thousands of protesters have flooded the streets of Athens to protest a second round of austerity measures in Greece. We talked to one protester about her demands and about how the financial crisis has changed her country and her relationship potentially with her country. That's later this hour. We're going to speak to fiction author Colson Whitehead about his new novel featuring zombies that's coming up in 15 minutes' time. It's actually a serious look at what it means to be a zombie. But first, the GOP presidential hopefuls talked tough on immigration in the debate earlier this week. How are Hispanic and Latino voters reacting?
Two particular words I want to point to. When they use the word illegals by itself, or aliens by itself is a trigger that has dramatic impact among Latino independent voters. And I'll tell you, among Latino conservatives.
So whose buttons are being pushed by the rhetoric in the GOP debate? We'll discuss that in a few minutes' time. We want to know what you think is the right approach to immigration. What do you think of that fence idea along the U.S. border with Mexico? Aaron on Facebook says, if you want a border that's impermeable, which in itself is a questionable concept, you'd have to have a fence and at least a quarter mile, preferably a half mile, of cleared ground on either side of it, which may not be feasible. Tell us what you think at 877-8-MY-TAKE or go to thetakeaway.org.